Next coach on the teleconference is Illinois' Tim Beckman. The Illini are 0-3 in conference play and 3-4 overall. Illinois has a bye this week before hosting Minnesota on October 25th. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open up the call to questions from the media.
Well, tough game this past week, but a couple things I was proud of the team. We fought to the end. We had an opportunity, there at the end of the football game with recovering an onside kick. We had the pass that was intercepted that, I really thought our team fought for four quarters. But again, it's not good enough to win a football game. We got to continue to use this week and strive to get better, and that's exactly what this team intends to do. We go out there on the football field tomorrow, and we will get after it and work on the fundamentals to make us a better football team.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll open up the call to questions from the media.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, obviously, for anyone who might have missed the game on Saturday, obviously it was a very close contest throughout. Can you talk a little bit about how, you know, your team is able to stay in those games and keep them competitive right up to the end and make those runs late in the fourth quarter?
Well, again, I think, that comes down to the student athlete that we have here. They're very, very competitive. And, the bottom line is getting W's in the win column. And, our players are fighting. They're working to try to achieve that, in the worst way. Our coaches are doing the exact same. We want them to experience those W's. And, I think it's got a lot to do with the type of young men we have here. And they continue to, try to move this program forward. And, and there's a lot of negativity that surrounds out there when you're not winning, of course. But, our players are trying to move forward and trying to be positive and take this program to make it better each week.
And your next question comes from the line of Jeremy Warner with Rivals.com.
Hey, Tim, I'm just wondering, with this bye week, how do you split up the reps between Riley and Aaron as you go forward? I know you said it's a competition, but how do you use the reps differently maybe this week?
Well, we've got to, continue to evaluate who is best for us to be successful in winning. So they'll get the equal amount of reps. We don't have to really utilize Wes because of his injury. The intentions of this week will be to, we're looking at guys that have played a lot of snaps. We've got to get them better, but we've got to make sure that we take care of them. They've been through 10 weeks of football, and counting 2-a-days. So we want to make sure that we can utilize this week the best possible. The guys that haven't been playing the number of reps, they're going to get a bunch of reps. So, we're going to try to find, not just at the quarterback position, but at every position, some defensive backs that haven't played as much, maybe James Crawford, Darwin Kelly, guys that haven't been able to get the reps, they're going to be pushed into getting more reps so we can, utilize them in these last 5 weeks of the football season.
Did Aaron show you guys something, prove something to
sure.
you guys?
Sure, he always has. It's been a great competition. Aaron Bailey's a winner. Riley O'Toole's a winner, and Wes Lunt's a winner. Like I've said from the very start, I think we have three good quarterbacks, that can be successful in college football and be successful in the Big Ten. We found out since Wes was injured that we're going to utilize those two, and we did this last week, and we're going to continue to go with that plan to utilize both of them when we play Minnesota on the 25th.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question comes from the line of Shannon Ryan with Chicago Tribune.
Hi, Tim. I have two things. The first is just with the defense and how they played in the first half, especially that first quarter. I know there were some things schematically, but do you feel like there can be some carryover from that or some things you can point to for them going forward?
I really do, Shannon. I mean, again, it comes down to some of those big plays that were occurring for us, we just don't have the guy that's there in the middle of the field that can run and make that play, and that's what we've got to find. You know, and that's just, you know, again, something that has been the problem. We faced two very, very good, well, really, in my opinion, three very good running backs in the Big Ten these last 3 weeks. And, you know, we know we'll continue to face those type of guys. So we did do some things, but again, it comes down to, you know, not tackling when we need to tackle, to not give up that big, big play. Which, you know, again, hurt us. And that's been what's happened to us the last 3 weeks.
And I wanted to follow up. Is Ryan Cubitt still on your staff? What's his status right now?
You know, Ryan Cubitt, misfortunately, you know, made a bad mistake. And it's correctable. And there, you know, there's going to be, you know, from our administration here, they're going to make some decisions on what the next step will be. I, of course, will follow those standards that the administration sets forward. Of course, anybody that makes a mistake in our program, from player to coach to anybody involved, will, you know, have to be reprimanded, and that's exactly what we intend to do.
Is he suspended right now then, or what would you describe as –
our administration has not made that full remark yet, but, you know, as soon as I get word from that, then, you know, anytime that that something affects the whole family, something's going to have to be done because of that. So there will be things that will occur in the next day that will be more out in the open of what exactly is going to happen.
Your next question comes from one of Greg Tickle with PennLive.com.
Good afternoon, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Great. Your quarterbacks have been sacked 22 times this year. I'm curious, from a mental aspect, you know, how did getting sacked that many times affect them mentally, and what are some of the things you and your staff do to try and ease that?
Well, you know, that's the ultimate goal that we talk about to this football team, is not allowing the quarterback to be touched, you know, or sacked. And, you know, those are sacks, but there's also been pressures where he's been hit that isn't counted as a sack. And, you know, those are things that you have to protect quarterbacks. If it means keeping an extra guy in to protect, if it means, you know, keeping two extra guys in, those are things that we've got to continually do better. And right now, 22 sacks is not acceptable, and we've got to strive in these next 5 weeks to protect them.
We've got time for one last question here for Coach.
And your final question comes from the line of Seth Grew with the Chicago Sun-Times.
Hi, Tim. Back to the situation with Ryan. If you were to retain a staffer who made a mistake like that, do you run the risk of losing your locker room?
No, I think, again, it's, you know, we will present this to the football team and present exactly what our intentions are. These players understand that there are, you know, there will be a punishment for this. And just as if a student athlete was doing it also. So, you know, there's always – this is about all of us, and this is about how to move the program forward. I will find out what our administration feels is a punishment, and then, of course, I'll, you know, add on or agree with what they're doing.
And then just one question in an entirely different area. As it pertains to Aaron Bailey, was there ever any thought of – redshirting him this year, you know.
Well, I think the situation.
The
situation at the beginning of the season, when Wes was healthy, you know, there was that idea that there could be a possible redshirt to separate Wes and Aaron. But because of the situation that's occurring now, and you know, Aaron Bailey wants to win football games. He understands his role on this football team is much more. We're going to do whatever we can in these next 3 weeks. And just as I said before we went into Wisconsin, Aaron Bailey will play for us now because of the situation. So you'll see Aaron Bailey on the football field from the remaining of the season. He will be a part of this football program, and the redshirt year has definitely been taken after him playing against Wisconsin.
Coach, thank you very much for your time here today. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.